In the shady evergreen forests where I live, springtime arrives with a scattering of small pink orchids called calypsos. These thumbnails of coral brightness open just as the first queen bumblebees emerge from hibernation and begin to forage. The orchids emit an alluring fragrance and look like perfect bee fodder, with a broad landing area, beckoning stripes, and paired shallow spurs that advertise the promise of nectar. But the entire display is a ruse, and any bee drawn in gets nothing more for her trouble than two globs of pollen glued to her backside. The pollen is out of reach and stuck together in packets, useless to the bee, but perfectly positioned for delivery at the next calypso, should she fall for the ploy again. In fact, bees learn very quickly to avoid such false flowers, but when a single orchid can produce tens or even hundreds of thousands of tiny seeds, a little pollination goes a long way.